It is 14 before 6 o'clock, 67, our warm wake-up temperature, and it's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. It seems like we play Crowder, maybe a third of the days before, right, that leads into the best 5 minutes of the morning.
You know, it's it 2 minutes.
Great start.
It's 2 minutes and 10 seconds is what it is. And so if the, if the music, the songs add up, it's like, let's go to it. And it's just such a good song, and it's a great way to start the day.
Absolutely.
So I saw you at this thing that we have in our church called Man Club. And so I went last night going, tell me about being a man. And so there's a lot that goes into that. But then I get a message from my wife during the group. So we're in Lake Wissota at our pastor's house. I get the message, can you pick up Michael from, he was at the Harvest Time youth group. So that's what the message said. I said I could, and she was glad. She was tired. So sure. I got to tell you that in my mind, I know that there is Harvest Time in Chippewa Falls. Pastor Carl, God bless him. I know that even the family he was hanging with yesterday in the afternoon has been going there. But in my mind, I thought she's asking me to go all the way from Lake Wissota to Harvest Time in Eau Claire. But I am a man, and I am going to do that, and I will leave early, and I will go do that. And I made it all the way to Harvest Time in Eau Claire only to find one car in the parking lot and realized they didn't have youth group tonight. Did she actually mean the one in Chippewa? To which I called her, and she said, yes, I thought on your way home from Lake Wissota, you'd pick him. So lesson learned is a lot of things. Marital communication. I wasn't mad at her. I did gently suggest you might have said, you know, Harvest Time in Chippewa Falls. It could have clarified. But how sometimes we make it harder for ourselves, right? It was really going to be a lot. So I went way too far, and then I had to go all the way back.
Yeah, the great intentions behind that, the way it sounds, but didn't have all the information that you needed. And that, you know, when you had said pick them up at Harvest Time, you had mentioned that last night. That's immediately what I thought, too. Oh, of course, let's run to Eau Claire. But I also know that there's a Harvest Time in Chippewa that has a youth group.
So, yes.
So good for you for owning the mistake. You know, I think as you had hinted at, there can be that tendency to say, well, shoot, if you would have just told me the information I need, you know, we can kind of double down on our own stuff with that.
But. Well, and by the way, we're going to save the second part of our plan for tomorrow at this point. But I think it reminds me of it was a favorite book of yours, and I never read it, but I'd like to. Wasn't it Jared Wilson wrote Imperfect Disciple?
Yeah, The Imperfect Disciple. Jared Wilson's a really good author. And, you know, I think that he pushes back a lot on that notion of perfectionism, really calling us, he's a big, big champion of God's grace and graciousness toward ourselves as well.
Well, and I think so what was going on there was some self-talk in terms of even afterwards, like, okay, you made this mistake. There might have been something that could have been different on the other end, but just to be self-aware enough to go, I'm not gonna, that's no good. I mean, it's, you know, again, you can get embarrassed or feel ashamed, and then what comes out, it makes it even worse, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have felt that same sensation, that notion of shame that comes from those sorts of things. And it was an honest mistake.
Yeah.
You know, it was, but you were even hinting at that at Man Club last night, these things that we believe make us men. When we don't do those things well, it can sometimes we get these messages that tell us that we're not good enough, that we don't measure up. And frankly, that's the devil speaking.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll even specify what it was, because I mean, it's just that idea that home to me, it's like real men fix cars and they go hunting and they just are incredible at home improvement. And if you're not, and in fact somebody else, another guy, comes into the house and fixes something, I saw something that occurred with, and I said, and it came out of my mouth, I said, that's what real men do. And then when I told you guys that, I heard the oohs and ahs, like you felt for me. But
I definitely feel for you. I have that same sense. You know, I don't have a mechanical bone in my body. We were talking last night, and somewhat tongue-in-cheek, there's been the notion that, and please don't take offense, but I'm the woman in the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
but, you know, and again, that's, we have these ideas about gender roles, and I'm not good mechanically, but
right.
And that's okay.
And I think just to finish it off with this is just the idea, like, if you're a guy who's emotional and verbal, it doesn't fit. Even God bless Focus in the Family and Jim Daly doing a great job as they continue on. But almost every time they've talked about men and women, they'll always say women are more verbal. They speak 25,000 words a day. The guy, 10,000. Women are the emotional. Except, let me say, if that's not the case, and then yeah. what? You know, and I just right. think, let's not, why do we have to be, like, that's not, I was tearing up yesterday over some yeah. things. I mean, yeah. there you go.
Well, I think you and I are both that way. We're both the talkers.
Yeah. So there we go. Thank you, Jason.
Talk to you
all right, tomorrow you we will get to part two of the plan.
Sounds good.
Thank okay. you. All right, WWIB.
Okay, if you get your driver's license renewed lately, have you guys done this? I know it's like a lot of years between.
Yeah, I think mine is like 2022 or something when I have to get it renewed.
So I'm good for a while.
You don't actually get your new license day of anymore. They like literally staple a sheet to your license saying that you renewed it, and then you get it in the mail a couple mm-hmm. weeks later. It's just how it is. Well, there's a woman in Tennessee who went in to renew her license or whatever, and she got it in the mail, received it. Yeah, it wasn't a picture of her. It was a picture of an empty chair.
Oh,
she's invisible.
Not kidding. So, apparently, she had renewed at one point, and they accidentally snapped a picture of the empty chair, like, afterwards, and it had saved to her file, and so that was the most recent picture.
Is there no check and balance where someone would be like, well, this looks odd?
I'm like, oh. Talk about not feeling like you're worth anything. Here's your picture. You're an empty chair.
You're yeah. a valued member of society.
People have always looked at either their driver's license photo, their passport photo, and, you know, sometimes on the passport one, I know they say don't smile.
I know. Yeah, so, they say that with driver's license now, too, I think.
So,
yeah.
you know, but then she's like, oh, what's my picture? Where am I?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Normally it's like, oh, well, the camera adds 10 pounds. Yeah. In this case, you weigh nothing.
Right. She said her boss has been poking fun at her. He, like, came up to her also, oh, I thought that was you over there, and pointed to an empty chair.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, you're going to want to double check those things.
Always a good idea.
So I'm at something our church has last night in Lake Wasota, and it's called Man Club. So I'm at Man Club. I get a text from my wife. Can you pick up Michael at 8 o'clock at harvest time? He'd been at a youth group. And
okay.
so I said I could. She was very happy about that because she was really tired. And in my mind, I know there's a harvest time in Chippewa Falls. God bless Pastor Carl.
Yeah.
I know even the family Michael was with yesterday, the Polzines, that they live nearer to that one. I know they maybe have been there lately. I still, my mind was all about, of course she means harvest time in Eau Claire. Because,
of course.
I mean,
because you live in Eau Claire.
And I think of it as a bigger, more long-lasting church. So I make the long dry leave early. I get all the way over there, only to find out there's one car in the parking lot. There's no youth group
it's
going
not
out
here.
Oh, no.
It was just after 8 o'clock, and it's not like it dismissed. And I made the call to my wife, fully aware of, I'm not going to blame it all. I'm just like, I'm at the wrong one. She's just like, well, yeah, I meant on your way home from Man Club.
You she had it all figured out for you.
Yes, and Chippewa Falls. I'm like, very gentle. That would have been nice to just the harvest time in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah.
So then made the journey back, and by 8:20 got there. Retrieve Michael. It's all good.
Here's the thing. Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls don't feel that far apart until you drive to one
right.
end of one of the city and then have to go to the opposite end of the other.
Yes.
But it strikes
no.
me not only about marital communication and the ways you can, if there's any way you can misunderstand in life that it can happen, but also it was really, you know, Jesus talks about the easy yoke. The easy yoke was just a nice little drive over to Harvest Time Chippewa Falls. I made it way harder in my mind. Like, oh, she's asking me to do a Herculean task. I can do it. I'm your husband. I love you.
Oh, goodness.
And then went all that way. And then had to go all that way back. But we did get an ice cream cone for Michael on the way home. So.
There you
well, there
go.
You go.
When there's ice cream, it's mm-hmm. always a little better.
Yes.
Was he a good sport about it?
Oh, he was. Okay. Yeah, he was in great spirits. He was in great spirits even before the ice cream cone. Well, exciting doings coming up in Menominee a week from today, and we wanted to give you full awareness of it a week out. And joining us on the line is the executive director of the Options for Women Menominee Clinic, Rhonda Luna. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you today. What's going on 1 week from today that you guys are really building toward?
Well, we're having our ribbon cutting and grand opening on August 20th, which is Thursday, starting at 12 and going until 4.
Mm-hmm. And quite the story behind this in terms of where you were and where you are, right?
Correct. We were just using a space in the back of a church to get started. And in March, we were able to move into a space right downtown Menominee, close to the Stout campus. And we're very excited to be able to be this close and for our community.
Rhonda, when we're talking about the community, I know a lot of times pregnancy resource centers and clinics such as Options want to be by college campuses. How have you seen the community respond, not only in terms of support for you, but also in terms of need and potential clients?
Well, it's definitely been quite slow with our recent times of shutdown. So with students having gone away early and now, you know, kind of starting to trickle back, we're really hopeful that, you know, with getting the awareness out there that we are here for them and for anybody else in the community, that they'll be able to find us much easier versus being kind of in the middle of the residential area. We'll be right downtown at a great location.
You know, I think about just like a teenager grows up and relies on the good graces of mom and dad and then kind of ventures out on their own. Is that somewhat how you feel with Options for Women, Menominee, Rhonda Luna, in the sense that I think you've been housed in a church and now you're out on your own, maybe paying your own rent and growing up in the world?
Exactly. Times are tough for everyone. And when you step out from the covering of your parents, we want to be able to be a place where we can grow relationships and be a place where people can just come to talk about whatever's going on in life, and so that we're there to help them through any of those challenging times and be able to also connect them to other places in the community if it's something that we can't help them with. So we really want to be able to be there for their relationship choices and to be there if they find themselves in a pregnancy situation. We have great support for that, and lots of information about pregnancy, and we have information in regards to parenting. So we have great topic of Earn While You Learn, and it's just an opportunity for when they're away from home or at a place of financial means that aren't right there, and we have no financial requirements, so anyone can come. It doesn't matter if you what your income is. You just are able to come and have the resources that you maybe can't find elsewhere in the community.
Talking with Rhonda Luna here on the WIB Wake Up Show. She's the executive director of Options for Women in Menominee. So looking forward to that ribbon cutting a week from today. And finally, before we let you go here, Rhonda, what are some of the most present needs of Options for Women, not only in terms of financial giving and items, but also I believe you're looking for leaders to help serve on a board as well?
Correct. Currently, we're open on Tuesdays from 11 to 7 and on Mondays and Thursdays by appointment only. So we really need to have some people who are interested in meeting with clients so that we can open more hours, as well as needing some board members so that we can continue to have the support that we need and be able to do the fundraising and things to maintain our space and place here in Menominee.
Again, 1 week from today, the new location, ribbon cutting. Tell people where to be at noon a week from today, Rhonda.
Yes, we are located now at 544 Broadway Street South in Menominee, and we're suite number 404. We're actually on the corner of Broadway and 6th Avenue. Our entrance is off of 6th Avenue, and there's a great parking lot right across the street with no fees for the summer. So come on down.
Rhonda, from the executive director of Options for Women Menominee, thank you so much for joining us today.
They're calling it the Great Bathroom Wars. According to a survey, Caleb, the number one pet peeve among the newly married is the other person leaving dirty clothes on the floor.
So this is the newly married. Once you get married longer, then the great thermostat wars happen.
Yeah, right.
There's always there's a battle of something.
And then when you do add kids into the mix, I mean, like, it's, I'd be surprised to go into the bathroom and not see dirty clothes on the floor.
It's just, yeah, it's one of those training things that take probably 17, 18 years.
Yeah, a lot of times they talk about, you know, the toothpaste and what you do. That's not even in the top five. Hear about, you know, the cap on the toothpaste.
Yeah.
Or my wife and I, over the years, it's been paste or gel. I'm more of a paste guy. She likes gel. There's the way the toothpaste.
You know, can I ask you this? Yeah. So do you squeeze from the middle, from the bottom? Like, are you one that, like, puts it in, like, a vice grips and gets every little bit of toothpaste out
I mean,
before you chuck
near
it?
Near the end, I like to do that. Yeah. Near the end.
Waste but, not one, aunt.
Yeah, I'm probably a squeeze guy, and then you try to roll. So.
Yeah.
But, all right, so let's work through the number one pet peeve of the newly married regarding bathroom items is dirty clothes on the floor. What's number two?
Number two is leaving the sink a mess. And again, depending on how messily you brush your teeth on one of them, yeah, you kind of want to rinse that out a little bit when you spatter.
It seems like the gel can particularly get kind of, if we can say that, it's kind of past the breakfast hour.
Yeah.
Can kind of get lodged there. And
well, and I'm not the greatest to, again, like, wash your hands. We've become more cognizant of that during a pandemic time. But I've always, you know, had that good habit. But, I mean, when I have little children, especially, who are standing on their tippy toes and then, you know, squirting the soap and then, you know, the water splashes off their hands, just like if you put a spoon in when you're washing dishes. So it goes everywhere. So the sink is just, yeah, coated.
I'm going to fess up here for number three. It's never cleaning the toilet bowl. Wow. I have left that to others. And I believe sometimes it's been my kids in more recent years, but probably my wife prior to that. So, wow, I'm in debt to her.
I would agree. And again, it's one of those habits that I probably should not have lost because my mother, my wonderful, sweet mother, taught me to clean the bathrooms and taught me all the different things that need to be done and made that part of my regular chores. And I sort of abandoned it.
I take out the compost. I shovel. I cut the grass.
You do other things.
Yeah, right.
Never replacing the toilet paper. To me, that is, I mean, again, if you use it up, you replace it. Or if there's just like a square or two left, you know, help a brother or sister out. Don't leave that there.
And how about your bathroom? We do have backups there, like numbers 2, 3, and 4 are ready to go. You don't want to be caught completely.
Well, and here's the thing. What if you like almost run it down instead of actually taking the 15 seconds to replace it? Mm-hmm. You just set the other roll on top of the empty cardboard. Don't do that.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not cool.
Yeah. And finally,
great bathroom wars.
Trying to hold conversation while the other person is taking care of things. Yeah, it's kind of through the door.
What? See, I cannot say that I've ever done that with my wife, but my kids are regular malcontents. Again, like, you think sometimes that as a mom, you're just trying to escape for a little bit. It's like, maybe mom can have just a little bit of privacy and peace. Nope.
Right.
Nope. Especially our two-year-old. I mean, she pounds on the door.
The old Susanna Wesley story, right? Taking up the apron, putting over her head so she can pray.
Is the bathroom door the new apron? Apparently not in my family. Just let mama be.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.